Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
All right, welcome to the bracket, episode 96. Today we are debating what the winner of last week, Nick, chose. Women that you would most want to be your boys.
Yeah. And so completely non-sexual women you just want to kick it with. And
yeah,
there's a lot.
This was the hardest one I've ever done.
Yeah,
we're struggling. We were all struggling pretty hard. And as you can see, we're in another new location. Shout out Rico Bosco and Healthy Debates. This one hopefully works a little bit better.
I like this. I like this.
I generally, if this works, it would be awesome.
Yeah, you like this one because you're on the second row. Me and Clemmer are sitting in the first row. It's hard to turn around.
Clemmer keeps rocking back onto my foot. It's so funny.
That's not true. You kicked my chair twice before the show. It's very
rocking
rude.
Back.
I've always wondered what it's like to get.
I'm the Braves pitching coach in the 90s. Look at me.
Now I know.
Fuck it.
What?
Yeah, always wondered what it's like
to get. Oh my God. He took the words right out of my mouth, Clemmer.
Yeah. We were all thinking the same thing, Bunny.
Relatable reference.
Before we get into this bracket, though, let's hear from our first sponsor of the day, 3Chi. We all know about 3Chi. I feel like they're like the longest running Barcelona advertiser. It's crazy. Of all the things in life, one of the best has to be getting high wherever you want, whenever you want, without the paranoia of consuming some sketchy black market boof. What's boof?
You know, that
boof
gunk.
Is when you do drugs through your butthole.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Yeah,
that gunk, that junk. Yeah, boofing.
Boofing. Okay. What's the best way to do that, though? With 3Chi. Of course. 3Chi has the highest quality cannabis products, from their delicious Delta 9 edibles to their industry-leading Delta 8 products to their new line of Delta 9O vapes. Today, we've got something truly revolutionary to talk about, and that's 3Chi True Strains. You know, we're all looking for that perfect cannabis experience. With True Strains comes a tailored cannabis blend designed just for you, whether in the mood for relaxation, euphoria, energy, or something in between. True Strains has you covered. I think I'd be in the mood for euphoria 24/7, no?
I like the relax.
That's fair. That just sounds cool. Not in that way. The show. And the best part, all backed by science, no more hit or miss with regular strains. True Strains delivers consistent, potent, and personalized effects that you can rely on every time you use it. So if you're ready to experience the next generation of cannabis, head on over to 3Chi.com and explore the future of getting high the True Strains way. We use 3Chi for the longest time. I always say their edibles are absolutely insane. Remember the rice cereal one? I don't think.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a really good one. That's a shout out.
Delicious.
You need to have one of those again. Anyway. At bracket episode 96, first matchup of the day. Again, we have a couple people out, but we do have Glennie Balls, Clemmer, and Robbie Fox on.
Yep.
I feel like Robbie Fox is a good ad because, like, there's a lot of like UFC women that I think are very cool that I think would be cool fun to kick it with, and that he has kicked it with.
Yeah. So I feel like kicked him. Yeah.
Yeah. Or yeah. Literally kicked him.
I thought you were going to say because I look like a woman.
I don't want to be a crass bigot.
Yes.
But, what would you rank? You're looking at the list. How many of these women are sexy?
I mean, some of them, definitely. There's no doubt about it. There are.
I submitted a lot of sexy women with hope that I could seduce them after them being my boy for a little bit.
Ah, see that. Yeah. I think that's
that goes against
the rules.
That's clouded my judgment as well. Yeah. But we'll see.
You have to look at these as these women as
I can't see. I can only see women as sexual partners.
So I would say. I would not want to see any of these women's sex tape to prove who they are or what they're real. That's what I think. That's my best way of defining it. Is that
this would be funny if it was a list of just all like minority women.
Well, our first match of the day, number five versus number 12. It's not. Don't. I were you worried that it would be a minority woman?
Yeah, just I thought it would be a bad look.
It's Meatball Molly.
Okay.
Who's again, that's part of the reason we wanted Robbie here, because Meatball Molly is awesome.
The best.
I feel like every video I see of her, I like her more. She's just like a badass. And going up against number 12 seed, a person who I think got too much flack because she was overexposed, and that's Jennifer Lawrence. J-Law is legitimately very cool, but then I think she became overexposed for being cool, and everyone's like, oh, she's just a relatable girl, that sucks, fuck this girl, or whatever. And but I think she just is a pretty cool person.
I agree. I used to hate her. I used to be like, oh, that's so funny, you purposely fell down the stairs going up at the Oscars or whatever. But I've come around on her. I thought she was really good at No Hard Feelings.
What has she done in the headlines in recent years?
No Hard Feelings, she's pretty good, I thought.
She's really good, yeah. I watched her like Hot Ones episode recently.
She had gotten into any antics.
But Tommy, would you boys with her, or would you be like, I need to feel this woman?
Obviously I would, but like, I'm not like great. Like, I want to put her as like one of the women I'm like most attracted to in the world. Like,
really,
I could live platonically with her, but I mean, sure, I'd fuck her.
I very much agree with you there, Tom.
Yeah.
I think Jennifer Lawrence, I'm not going to say she's overrated, just not my type.
Mm. Yeah.
But still a beautiful woman.
In No Hard Feelings, she literally has sex with someone who looks a lot like Tommy.
She does.
Yeah. They don't have
to. Wow. Yeah.
She bangs in that movie?
No, they don't actually bang.
Yeah. You see her tits.
There is.
I really respect it because, you know, here's what she did, is because she had those iCloud leaks back in the day, and everyone was like, oh, Jennifer Lawrence, you know, seeing her naked. And Jennifer Lawrence did No Hard Feelings. She took back the power of her own nudity. And she said, look, you've all seen my naked body before. Well, now I'm going to show it to you on my terms. And it's going to be a funny scene.
You're saying this so you can clip it so you can get pussy.
No, I don't even know.
Yes, you are.
Second that.
Everything's a means to
an end. And I am single.
So we'll start with you, Tommy. Who do you want, Meatball Molly or J-Law?
I mean, I don't know if I've actually formally met Meatball Molly. She seems great. My concern, if we push her through, like, are we going to feel obligated to have her win the whole thing because she kind of worked?
No,
you don't have to feel obligated.
All right, then I'm taking Jennifer Lawrence. I think that she's cool, and also like being like, she's an easier access to that circle of elite. Like, I want to have Hollywood celebrity friends.
She was in the Ellen selfie.
She was in the Ellen.
Yeah, I mean, I do not like I don't like Ellen. So hopefully she's getting spot by now. But I'll go with J-Law.
J-Law.
I'm going to go Meatball Molly. This seems obvious for me because me and Meatball kind of are boys at this point. But the first night I ever met her in London, she immediately went on Blaze's shoulders and just started yelling for chicken wings. She was devouring these chicken wings and then just throwing them behind her. No concern with where the empty bone was going. Then we started kicking each other. After she won a fight, I kicked her. She kicked me. Every time I've ever been out with her, even after a loss of hers, we went out to the Irish bar right by MSG. She was the best. Just on top of the bar singing Zombie. Usually she'll fall off the bar at some point. But yeah, Meatball Molly, easy pick.
Chicken wing story is like the boys thing you can have.
She's one of the boys. And Jennifer Lawrence, I was a big fan of. She actually, at one point in my life, was my phone background. But
how?
Yeah, wow. But
that's why you can't be boys with
her. Exactly.
Yeah.
I guess that disqualifies.
I'm like Chris Pratt in that space movie. I have to have her.
Oh, I forgot about that. Passengers?
Yeah. Not a good one.
Glennie Balls.
I pretty much echo. I love Meatball Molly. We had her on Sunday. I've only met her for that half hour, but she was amazing when we did. But I echo everything Tommy just said. I'm not overly attracted to Jennifer Lawrence. I respect what she did with her nudes leaking and then just being like, fuck you, I'm going to go new now and you guys can't stop me. And specifically, like you just said too, this is specifically a non-sexual thing we're talking about. But if you're the guy that's out at the bar with Jennifer Lawrence, what tops that?
She's a pretty good wing woman.
Yeah. Yeah. Assuming Jennifer Lawrence is a great wing woman. So I'll be definitely going with J-Law here.
Let's see. Clemmer.
I'm conflicted because like I'm with Robbie where I think Jennifer Lawrence is incredibly attractive. So like I don't think I could be like friends with her. I don't really know anything about Meatball Molly aside from everyone in the office saying how cool she is. So I guess I'd go with Jennifer Lawrence, but like I can't imagine she'll go very far beyond this round for me.
Yeah. Okay. I thought after all that description, I really thought you were going for Meatball Molly. You threw a curveball at that. Nick.
I was born June 28th, man. I'm a Cancer. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm an emotional guy. I would not be. It's got to be Meatball Molly. I would fall too hard for Jennifer Lawrence, and then I'd end up getting hurt.
Again. You two would honestly look. You'd be a good couple.
You would be a good couple.
Thanks, guys. all right, thanks guys.
KB.
See, like that, I'd be hanging out with her and Tommy would say some bullshit like that. Like, and it'll ruin everything.
Yeah.
But he's kind of makes a good point, doesn't he?
We've never tried it.
Can you believe those guys were saying that?
KB.
Molly, easy. Bance would be ace. We have similar tastes in Scram and tunes, and we would wrestle each other. We're both combat athletes. We would put each other in underhooks.
They actually would. They would tussle all the time, for sure.
That's what She's a boy's boy, girl.
Yeah. I think based off of the pitches so far, and I'll tiebreak here because Gooch is not a mic in this current setup, as far as I know of. I will say Meatball Molly. And again, I don't think we're beholden to continue voting her through. But I do think, like, as far as who is the more approachable of these two, like, it would definitely be Meatball Molly. And I think,
but in,
like,
the end, they become, it's not who's
more. Yeah.
They are your boy.
But I think my interests align more with Jennifer Lawrence. I don't like roughhousing.
Yeah. That's, you're not a roughhouser. Yeah. That's very true.
You guys are perfect for each.
Quit it, man. Like, I'm going to end up getting hurt from this.
So Meatball Molly going to move on first. Next up, we have number 4 seed versus the number 13. The number 4 seed is Amy Poehler on a few lists. Eh. Amy Poehler made it on a few. You don't like Amy Poehler?
Yeah.
What?
What's wrong with Amy?
Leslie Knope?
I think she's a genius.
I don't know.
She's brilliant.
Very funny.
I might be confusing her. I do.
You're not.
You're not confusing Amy Poehler with
the mom and Mean Girls.
I might be confusing my thoughts on her.
She helped create UCB. Like, she's one of, like,
I think I'm on the same page as you. Is it her face?
I like Tina Fey more, but I don't know why.
Okay. I like them both.
I like Amy Poehler way more.
I wish they came as a package. I'd like them both to be my boys.
Yeah, just a Weekend Update.
Yeah,
like, kind of deal. Yeah. Amy Poehler is going up against the number 13 seed, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who also made it on a couple lists. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, very cool. And also, like, she was, as far as Seinfeld goes, that's a show of boys, and she is also one of the boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, one of the first, I feel like, sitcom characters to really kind of do that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, be one of the dudes in that way. Let's start with you, KB. Julia Louis-Dreyfus versus Amy Poehler, two comedic legends.
Yeah, they're pretty much similar comedically. I don't know who's funnier. It's close. Probably Amy Poehler is a little bit I don't know. She's funny on Seinfeld? It's been a while.
She's very funny. Yeah.
Really good in Veep.
But, like, she didn't write those jokes. She just was an actress.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Yeah, she's not Elaine. That's another thing. To
if it was Elaine, I think this would be a runaway.
Yeah. Great point.
I don't have much input here, but go Dreyfus.
You go with Dreyfus? We could say... By the way, Elaine, because we didn't clarify, it has to be fictional.
Are there any other fictional characters?
There are a couple. There are a pair.
Okay. Oh, I didn't
know. And Elaine is different. Julia Louis-Dreyfus will be family of billionaires.
I didn't realize that at all.
If there's fictional characters on there, we should make her Elaine.
Let's make it Elaine.
If it's Elaine, then I feel like she should be, like, the number one seed, though.
That's too late. Elaine. Elaine versus Amy Poehler. I think you're still going to go with Elaine.
Yeah, Ben, definitely KB? Elaine. Yeah, that's an easy.
So Elaine, Nick?
I mean, the whole thing of Seinfeld was they were all pretty selfish and bad people.
Yeah.
Amy Poehler seems smart. My issue with her was I think I'd be intimidated. Mm. But 30 Rock, one of my favorite shows. Did she help write on that? Or was that
not
just
really.
Tina Fey?
That was Tina Fey mostly.
Yeah, God damn.
She helped, like, Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec was not as good as 30 Rock.
Ooh, I disagree.
I don't think that's that hot of it. 30 Rock is sneakily, like, when you rewatch it, it is such a funny show. It is really, so good.
It's really out there.
Yeah, really holds up.
It's tough. I'm going to go Elaine, but it's close.
You're going to go with Elaine, but it's close. 2-0 right now. Clemmer.
This is hard. I mean, Elaine is, like, kind of like the ideal, but, like, almost because she's... But also because she's, like, attractive. Like, that I was like, Elaine would, like, be the greatest.
Get your mind out of the fucking...
Yeah, I'm just saying, like...
Cornball.
Yeah. No, I always said if you had to marry one...
Clemmer always says he can't be friends with attractive women because he'll fuck them.
Yeah.
No.
You do.
No, I do not say that. It's not my mantra.
If you're hot, I'll fuck you.
No, not at all. No, I always said she'd be, like, the ideal, like... if you could pick any person from television to be your wife, it'd be Elaine Benesch.
I don't know if she'd be a good wife. I don't know if I'd want her as a wife.
Very out on wife.
I want her as my friend
on the dance floor at a wedding. You don't want that.
Oh, I can't dance either. Be funny. Amy Poehler, but
she doesn't cook, like, and stuff. She's not very, like, homey.
I like to cook. Amy Poehler is a genius. She's brilliant. She helped create UCB. Just incredibly talented. I got to meet her a couple times, very briefly, very nice. I don't know. Amy Poehler is the best. I gotta say, Amy Poehler. She's incredible.
One for Amy Poehler.
What is her most famous role?
Leslie Knope.
I would say Leslie Knope. Parks and Rec.
Definitely.
Yeah. She also was married to Will Arnett for a long time.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a very
great
funny
voice.
Couple.
She's related to Millmore.
Yeah. They're cousins.
Yeah.
Barstool.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Millmore's
yeah.
first, like, a while in New York, he stayed with her.
That's right. I forgot.
That far.
Wait, he stayed with Amy Poehler? I didn't know that. I didn't know.
I don't think she was, like, in the apartment, but yeah, he stayed there.
That's still.
I hope he's fine with me saying that.
What the fuck?
What? I didn't realize. I thought it was, like, a distant cousin.
Yeah, that's
no, they're first cousins
by blood.
Yeah,
That's wild.
I almost feel like Robbie thinks we're doing a bit.
He's like, right now. I'm not doing a bit right now.
I know that they're related, but I'm like, you're going so far.
What's Meek Phil doing in the back?
No, they were shooting
Broad City. Another show to get on.
They were literally shooting Broad City by the old office, and Milmore just brought down a bunch of the girls and like introduced them.
Wow. Oh my God, that's crazy. But Glenny Balls.
I just said, I think if we started this with Elaine in here, I think she would probably be a one seed for me. I mean, I love Elaine. She kept up with Kramer, George, and Jerry for 9 whole years. I'm easy Elaine. Especially being one of the boys. I mean, when I think of a girl that's being with the boys, it's Elaine.
Robbie Fox.
Elaine's great, but I got to ride for Poehler here. Big Parks and Rec guy. One of my favorite shows ever. It's got to be Amy Poehler.
Mm-hmm. What's that? There was a movie that her and Tina faded. I think it was Baby Mama.
That's right? A funny one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, they were both in Mean Girls.
They were. Yo, that's right.
Tina
yeah.
Fey wrote. They're both Girls in it. Day. And that's also Mean Girls Day.
Yeah. Happy Mean
Girls. Both I'm Mean Girl and Mean Girls Day.
Going to be at all four shows. Tommy Smokes.
Elaine. Easy. I mean, Elaine, yeah. She's like the ideal girl. She's the ideal female friend.
Well, yeah, because she fucked Jerry.
No, I wouldn't even like. I'd be able to not fuck Elaine. I mean, sure, if it happens a few times, fine. But I'd be able to not fuck Elaine. There's one episode where her boobs look so good, though. I remember as a kid,
there are a few episodes where she looks absolutely gorgeous.
And it's like, whoa, Elaine got those dangs on her.
You did say that.
Yeah, people know that about Tommy. Elaine's gonna move on. Now we have number 8 seed versus the 9 seed. The 8 seed is Maya Rudolph, who is very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Maya Rudolph is super funny. I feel like she's like also kind of tall. Which I don't know why, but I feel like that helps towards being one of the boys.
Is she tall?
I feel like she's tall. Like whenever I see her in a movie, she's like of the same height as most of the men.
No. She's the daughter of Minnie Riperton.
Yep, she is.
You ask Clemmer that. Is that right?
Yeah, no, she is, and a great singer in the '70s. She died when she was very young.
And
Rudolph is very
Sheeta
young.
Jones is the daughter of Quincy Jones, and
that's
the,
right.
I believe sister-in-law of Tupac.
Oh, I don't know about that. The first part, definitely right. I don't know.
And then has a child with the lead singer of Vampire Weekend.
Just bizarre connections across the board.
Jordan Sparks' dad used to play for the Giants.
What?
Yeah.
God, does anyone else have a good connection they want to throw out there?
No.
I think that was a great.
I can't up that one.
Yeah.
Wyatt Russell and Kurt Russell?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. They are related.
I don't know. What? I don't know. Are we doing relationships?
Jackson 5.
Jackson 5. Number 9.
Jackson, yeah.
You'll never believe it. Pretty good guys are related.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys know this. George W. Bush was the son of George Bush.
And it's dead.
No, I fucked it up. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I got a kill.
Number 9 seed, Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton, ooh, also. Yeah. I feel like Dolly Parton's been on a couple of ours before because she is just like legitimately one of the coolest people.
She seemed really cool.
Yeah. Do you know they just found, someone just took a picture of her husband, and that's the first picture of her husband that had been taken in 40 years because he's such like a recluse.
King.
He, like, does not leave his house or grounds or anything.
What was his deal?
He just doesn't like anything about the public life. And like, apparently he only went to one of her concerts ever in like the 50 years they've been married and like just is not into it. And she's like, that's cool. And like,
that's awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And literally one picture, and he's like a civil engineer, I think he was, for like a very long time. Just no pictures of him. It's crazy. So Maya Rudolph versus Dolly Parton. We'll start with Tommy.
Easy Dolly Parton. I think this is a blow. I think Dolly Parton's a pretty ideal female for like the older, like fun aunt energy. I feel like you'd be getting from Dolly Parton, take you out, doing shots. Also, like, she'd probably let you touch her boobs a few times like that. Like, you don't cross
that.
That's
what this is.
You don't cross
that
line.
That's not what it is.
No, I know, but I'm saying that's like a fun like thing to do with your female friend.
But this is boys.
You've never had a female friend in your life.
Take the place of a boy.
I think, no, I know, but I think it's more like it's like
you can't fathom this. Your brain cannot fathom this.
You think you're going to be girls with Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
That's what they do to each other.
You could see if Dolly Parton's like, oh, whatever, little Tommy, you can touch my boobs a few times. Like, and it wouldn't be like, the thing is, it wouldn't be sexual. It's like, oh, Dolly Parton,
no, but what girls do.
He immediately said, I guess, she'd be like an aunt, and then maybe I could touch her boobs.
You sick freak.
But it wouldn't be like a sexual touch. It'd be like, oh, you've got an all time bosom. Maybe I can cop a feel just for old time's sake.
What?
I
was going to specifically say I'm picking Maya Rudolph because I get too horned up over Dolly Parton.
Yeah, right, like, Tommy, you can touch them, but you're not allowed to get hard.
I wouldn't get hard. It'd almost be like a novelty. It would be a novel. It'd be like, oh, Dolly Parton.
Like a historical, like,
yeah, seriously. Yeah. It's like
a stepping on a star on Hollywood, yeah, on the Hollywood Way.
This is classic. Plenty. Dolly Parton's boobs.
If one day you could open up like a House of Wax type museum for celebrity boobs, like just like rubber boobs that you could touch, I feel like you'd get a good customer.
That's a great
base.
Idea.
That's that is the best idea that I've ever
that
heard.
Is a, put that in vault. That might be the top attraction at all.
Oh,
that'd be what we sink our most money into.
Yeah. So that's one for Dolly Parton.
That is such a good idea.
Wow.
Celebrity.
I just imagine the line wrapped like, around the corner.
That's how porn stars make a pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just as long as they sign off on it.
It would literally be like, they just step into like a wax thing and then it would take the mold and that's it.
Yeah, I could see female celebrities not being crazy about doing
without
that.
Being like,
yeah, but you know what? The good thing is though, the thing of Ballsland is that I would have to be a billionaire so we could pay well.
Right. Yeah, true.
Right. Yeah. Maybe that was
every time they get like a squeeze, they get, it's like another percentage. A variable income that they get from
royalties.
Yeah, exactly.
I think this one's easy in the opposite direction of Tommy. I go Maya Rudolph. I love Dolly Parton and she's great and all, but I feel like she's bringing grandma energy where Maya Rudolph is bringing one of the boys energy, grabbing you shots at the bar, bringing them back, get hijinks with you. I think there's a big generational gap there.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good point. Glennie?
Like I said before, I don't know if I could hang out with Dolly Parton and not be looking at the boobs. So I feel like that's a little sexual. And I'd respect Dolly. I'm going to pick Maya Rudolph. I also love Maya Rudolph, everything she's in. She just seems like a wonderful, beautiful ball of energy. And I just want her vibe around me. I love Maya Rudolph either way. So I'm going Maya Rudolph.
Maya Rudolph. Clever.
Yeah, it's Dolly Parton. Maya Rudolph has like 10,000 kids. And as like, anytime you hang out with someone who has all these kids, they never can go out. It's a pain in the ass. They're always like, and understandably so, but like the kids are always like the top of the thing. And kids always cancel plans. The nightmare. It's Dolly Parton.
Maya Rudolph have a lot of kids.
She's like four kids with
that's
ETS.
A lot of big, crazy amount of kids.
It might be like four or five. That's a lot. Do you know how many people do you know?
I bet she has an expensive nanny.
When I hear someone has 10,000 kids, I'm thinking like eight.
Maybe it's more than that. I could be wrong. She's married to PT Anderson.
Like three.
Look it up.
No, take the over on that. She's Ken Jack,
Paul Thomas
fucking
Anderson.
Hater.
Wait, really? She's married to Paul Thomas Anderson?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck you guys.
More of a reason for that she'd be one of the boys.
All right, how many kids, Tom?
Four kids.
It's a very regular.
Boom.
Pretty.
That's
average.
A lot of kids.
Slightly.
If you ever
average.
Hung out with someone with three kids, much less four, they're old. They can never go out.
Rich.
Yeah, but when they do go out, they want to pop off. They want to have fun.
And then they always got to get home quick. It's
how many
nightmare.
Kids does Dolly Parton have?
Oh yeah, but they're all adults.
All right,
but she's also rich and can buy like 15 babysitters to go and take care of her kids while she's not.
Kids always get sick. Oh, I can't. Like, oh, the babysitter. Oh, this, that, this.
No. Nick?
Yeah, that four kids. I didn't think about that. I think I'm going to go Dolly Parton for the stories. Actually, I don't know. I don't think we could relate. Shifting, Maya Rudolph.
Over to Maya Rudolph. We're 3-2 in favor of Maya Rudolph, KB.
Maya Rudolph said the N-word with the hard R.
Yes, she did.
In
a movie.
In
Pop Star?
No,
Pop Star, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
And well, there's
Dolly Parton collab with Galantis.
Yeah.
She's allowed.
Wait, what? Dolly Parton did a collab with
Galantis. Did a song with Galantis.
That's bizarro.
Pretty recently. I'm going Maya Rudolph.
Maya Rudolph going to advance.
Because of the N-bomb and Pop Star?
No, she's...
It was very funny.
She can say it. She's not white.
Yeah.
No, I think she can definitely.
Yeah.
Why are we debating this?
Yeah.
Why are we debating whether or not Maya?
I think she's, yeah.
Can somebody let her know she has the pass from the boys?
Let them know Tommy Smokes gave her the pass.
Yeah. You might double take when she first says it, but then you're like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she can say it.
Okay, now we have our 1 seed versus our 16 seed Chey, and we'll do the Chey in game first. First option from the Chey in game from KB, Felicity Merriman.
Who?
You want to tell us, Kim?
Is one of the American Girl dolls.
Who?
Felicity Merriman.
Didn't you love her?
She's a wartime thought.
Which but war?
She's like tomboyish. She's not just a hoe. She's daring, adventurous, spunky, brave, foolhardy.
World War One or Two?
Revolutionary.
Oh, no.
Oh,
that's a hard.
Wait a minute. What American Girl doll did you fall in love with?
Kit Kittredge?
Kit Kittredge,
yeah.
Isn't that the guy from Mission Impossible?
No, Game of Thrones.
Okay, so that's the first one. Then Peppermint Patty, KB.
Mm-hmm.
From Peanuts?
From Peanuts.
Charlie Brown, that's not a bad pick.
Yeah.
Of course it is. Doesn't she take away the
no, that's, football? That's Marcy. Lucy. That's Lucy.
Actually, she was dumb, an idiot.
No, Peppermint Patty was kind of tomboyish as well.
She wanted to date Charlie.
No, he had a crush on her.
She had a crush on him.
His bald ass.
No, I thought Marcy and Peppermint Patty were like gay together. Wasn't that the thing?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like
I've never seen it. I've never seen the movie.
You knew Schultz, right?
Yeah.
I read his biography. It's very well.
Peppermint Patty's a good name, though. Eva Mendes, also from KB.
Oh, yeah. KB, you would not be able to not go wild around her.
You around a Latina is game over.
Yeah.
KB wild.
KB, why, you get so wild.
Why,
yeah,
Eva
why
Mendes?
Would you throw Eva Mendes on there?
She'd be cool.
you also had Hillary Duff.
Oh, come
not
on.
Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah. Bad.
I mean, trust me, I get a little horned up, but she's
way too horned up with Duff.
Agent Cody Banks, her and Agent Cody Banks as a kid.
The balcony picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where she's sucking dick after she got proposed to.
Yeah.
Why Hillary Duff, KB?
I think she'd be cool.
D'Amico Ryan's wife, parentheses, easy way to get to D'Amico.
All right, Tommy.
Tommy.
That could have been anyone. I don't know if you guys have watched any Texans games this year. He looks so fucking hot.
He doesn't have a pore on his face. And if he does, they're tiny.
I forgot about the storyline.
He is so fucking handsome.
They wore the all red. I almost fucking fainted when they flashed him on red zone. It's literally the perfect man.
He's kind of a great coach, too.
He's a great really coach and a better
Oh, he's
guy.
A coach, not a player.
He's he now was a player coach. For a while. He was the defensive coordinator when I fell in love with him. Yeah. But Niners. Yeah, now he's the right. head coach.
Wait, when did you fall in love with him?
When he was the DC year. Of the Niners last year, and he's only moved up.
You got in on the ground floor.
I have D'Amico Ryan's penny stock.
next was Alex Morgan, who I think the stock was higher before, but is lowered, I guess.
Oh, fucking
name value down.
Yeah.
Aubrey Plaza. We've interviewed Aubrey Plaza before. She was very cool. Very intimidating, though. Super, super intimidating.
Dude, I don't know if I like those, ooh, I'm mean and sarcastic girls.
That's
too much.
Zoe Saldana, who was the most highest.
A lot of girls copied her. She was the pioneer.
True.
Yeah.
But she was also just playing a character.
Yeah.
No, but she auditioned for the role of Rashida Jones on Parks and Rec. There was no role of April Ludgate before she auditioned. They just wrote her into the show.
Okay. Didn't know that.
Yeah. Zoe Saldana is like the highest grossing actress of all time. All in big, a million different.
Who put Avatar? Zoe Saldana?
She's in Avatar. She's in Star Trek.
Who put her on here?
What?
Guardians.
Who
put her on?
Yeah. I think she was submitted on Twitter or something. Oh. Like she's also like just in every badass action, like Pirates of the Caribbean, and like everything. It's crazy. Melissa McCarthy from Tommy.
Yeah, she was the first one. She's kind of funny.
What?
Not going to be attracted to her, Melissa McCarthy.
You like Melissa McCarthy?
She's been in so much bad shit though.
Not that funny.
Identity Thief.
Yeah,
horrendous.
I hate that movie.
She's horrendous.
She probably knows bait.
McCarthy's funny.
She's not that funny. That movie in particular.
She has funny in things.
Unbelievable cameo in Hangover 3.
Haven't seen Hangover.
That's what people know her for.
Who made it to Hangover 3?
I'm waiting for Hangover 4, brother.
I was a big Hangover.
Just rewatch Hangover 2.
And then the last one was Michelle Rodriguez. Very bad, very cool actress. I think she's like one of at least in my mind, and that's when I submitted that first. The she's an ultimate the one of the boys. In the Fast and the Furious, she's like the boy.
Yeah, basically. she's the boy in that. She's cool.
And also in Avatar and also in a bunch of other badass movies. Okay, so among the options again, Felicity Merriman, who is a American Girl doll, Peppermint Patty, Eva Mendes, Hillary Duff, D'Amico Ryan's wife, Alex Morgan, Aubrey Plaza, Zoe Saldana, Melissa McCarthy, Michelle Rodriguez. KB, which one do you want?
This is tough. None of these are good.
Aren't some of them yours?
Hillary Duff?
Yeah.
I think Hillary Duff might be the worst one on the list.
Why?
Because she seems awesome and she has a big, juicy butt.
Yeah. Oh. Not a bad rack either.
I think she'd be a good hang with the fellas.
Why?
No.
I think she'd be...
The fellas would be looking at what's hanging.
No. It would be a disaster because I'd be into her, but I wouldn't be able to say it. And then I bring her around to the fellas.
But
and they'd
be on your A game.
No, but then the fellas would be like trying to hit on her. They'd be like, hey, man, is it cool if like make a move on your friend? And I'd be like, yeah, she's just my friend. And it would destroy me, and then I would lose a friendship with a boy and with Hillary Duff.
Yeah.
It happens every fucking time.
Then you go home to cry into Jennifer Lawrence's arms.
Yeah.
And she'll understand me completely. Yeah. She'll make me feel better really quick.
Hillary Duff is also a troop.
I think Hillary Duff would be a good boys hang at like a dive bar.
All right, Nick.
Back shots.
She's green tea.
Wince.
Me? I think I'm leaning Peppermint Patty, but I also confused her for a second with Patty Mayonnaise. I know I would never confuse. I confuse my patties. What was her personality like?
I don't know who that is.
Patty Mayonnaise is from Doug. Peppermint Patty is from the Peanuts. Oh.
Never a Doug guy.
Ooh. Yeah.
Wasn't she ditzy?
No.
She's
obsessed with the smaller things in life. She's a tomboy. She's got freckles. I'm going Peppermint Patty.
Yeah.
Peppermint Patty?
Yeah.
I went for Peppermint Patty. Clemmer?
Yeah, Aubrey Plaza, I think she's really funny. Like, I've seen her like late night shows. She seems funny. Like, I know that the character is not her, but it does like kind of what you were saying. I think
ditzy.
They kind of made her the character. Like the character is her. You know, there are a lot of similarities. I think like mean, funny people are fun. Like that's great. It's a great hang. Absolutely.
Right, Peppermint Patty didn't know Snoopy was a dog. She always called him a funny looking kid. That's awesome.
Snoopy
that's
was the only one who truly knew her feelings. She kept it all and she internalized it.
No, Woodstock knew as well.
War hero Snoopy. Glennie Balls.
I'm going to join Clemmer here. I'm going to go with Aubrey Plaza. I enjoy Aubrey Plaza a lot. I think the fact that she took a role of her being a college student trying to fuck Robert De Niro and Dirty Grandpa is hilarious. I bet that probably means she's funny in real life, which I'm sure she is. So I'm going to go with Aubrey Plaza.
Aubrey Plaza.
Easy Aubrey Plaza vote. I didn't even think of her when we were making these names, but as soon as the name came up, I was like, yeah, I definitely want to hang out with her. I think when you said, like, what's your favorite movie theater snack? She said edibles.
Yeah, that's
seems
right.
Like a good hang.
Yeah, I think she said, might have even been edibles. It might have been something dark. It was like drugs, I think she just said.
Boom.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm with it.
Okay, another for Aubrey Plaza. She has three votes. So unless you vote for Peppermint Patty.
Well, Peppermint Patty only has
one. Never mind. Yeah,
I would have met Melissa McCarthy. Shocked at the Melissa McCarthy slander in this room.
The people were being a little bit harsh toward her.
Yeah, she'd be a good ass time, I bet. Good ass fucking time.
Just watch Mike and Molly then. Enjoy humor there.
You can't base every actor and actress based on the characters.
You said Identity Thief as a point of reference.
She was great in Identity.
Peppermint Patty would be hilarious.
Peppermint Patty would be so
funny. Yeah, I'm changing my vote to Peppermint Patty. Tommy, you're up.
You know what? I'm changing my vote to Peppermint Patty.
We're
taking down Aubrey Plaza. I know she is. Robbie thought she was moving the football. I said, no, that's Lucy. I played Charlie Brown in second grade.
Sleeps during class.
I know fucking Peppermint Patty.
So Peppermint Patty going to move out of the chain game.
Good. Yeah, good. Nice.
Our number one seed. Our number one seed might be a little controversial because she violates the kind of standards we're saying where like it can't be someone too, I guess, attractive. But this is one of the coolest women in the entire world. And that's Rihanna. I think Rihanna, if you had Rihanna to hang out with at anything, she'd be the coolest person. You wouldn't want to hang out with
Rihanna. Here's the thing. Rihanna.
She's to such a higher level of person.
Yeah, but like I'm assuming you'd be in her orbit. She's not in yours.
And here's the thing. Rihanna
she
would not
against?
Even.
Peppermint Patty.
Rihanna would not even for a second think about fucking me. Like that would never. Exactly. I would never even let myself think about it.
Exactly.
Exactly.
No, her pussy would be like Neo's mouth in that interrogation room in the Matrix.
Close up. The Windows 95 sound. Tommy walks in.
Clemmer. Peppermint Patty played one baseball game. She pitched. No hitter and 5 home runs.
Wow. All right.
Good hang.
And that's pretty good. Softball game breaks out. You got Peppermint Patty on your side. Good.
Played baseball on Chuck Brown's team, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Tommy Smokes, Rihanna or Peppermint Patty?
I'm going Rihanna. I think she'd be all, you know, you get into that world. And I know you say it's a higher class, but in this world, she's that high. You're in that higher class then. And again, yeah, would I be attracted to her? Yeah, but like it would be so foreign. That it's almost like it's like, oh, obviously not like that. It would not even cross my mind that could even happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with Rihanna.
One for Rihanna. Bob Bucks.
I think if you are rolling with Rihanna's crew, you are in the coolest crew in whatever city you're in.
Yeah.
And you have to pick Rihanna because of
2 for Rihanna. Glennie Balls.
I don't want to keep basing off of roles they take, but I always respected Rihanna's sweet cameo in This Is the End. And she was hanging with the boys in that cameo. So I think I'm going to stick with Rihanna here.
Yeah. Yep. Did it for real, apparently.
She did. Apparently she did. She was like, oh, if you're going to smack my ass, I'm going to smack you in the face.
Yeah.
I respect that. I'm going Rihanna. And like Bob said, if you're with Rihanna's crew, the girls are going to flock to you. So Rihanna.
Yeah. If you say like, oh, I'm boys with Rihanna.
Reminder, this is boys.
Yeah.
Boys.
Yeah. Boys and Rihanna.
Yeah. I'm boys with Rihanna. I'm saying. Clemmer?
It seems like a lot. I don't know, like the whole Rihanna thing. It is cool to have a friend that can sing, like, in case that karaoke breaks.
No, it's not.
No,
having
not
a singing friend sucks.
If they sing when not all the time, but if they sing like in certain moments, it is kind of cool. But you're right. If they're singing all the time, that's annoying. I don't know. I just think the entourage and stuff seems like a lot. Dealing with like a higher level, they're always all of our friends are going to look down on you because you're not like with that group. That whole thing seems like a headache. I'm going to go with Peppermint Patty.
I could see Rihanna really fucking with you, Clemmer.
What if he'd be like Shy Ronnie in that skit from you know. What if could Rihanna ever be the fourth turtle?
Probably not. I mean, she didn't grow up with us. Like, she doesn't really know my friends. I also don't know.
But
she'd
be one of your boys here. She'd be your boy.
I don't know. It seems like a headache. It's like how do you even like call her to go? You can't just go hang out at a bar with her.
Say, what up,
Rich?
This feels racial from Clemmer.
It does.
No, it's yeah, no.
It feels yeah. a bit racial. It'd no, be
you,
a headache.
You like Child Predators. That's why you like her, because you know she's on Child Predators. You fuck.
Yeah. So wait, who are you taking the boys with? The little girl?
He's this is quite a decision. This is Sophie's choice. I didn't expect to deal with today. I'm gonna go with Peppermint Patty, I guess.
One for God, you would be on a watch list so fast. Clemmer and Peppermint Patty walk into a bar together.
Nick.
I'll go with adult Peppermint Patty. I think she's just yeah, you could do that. There was nothing stopping you from doing that, Clemmer. Yeah.
You wanted her as a kid.
Yeah, she seems cool. I think Rihanna, we would have absolutely nothing in common. I don't think she'd like me at all.
I kind of think she'd fuck with you.
Quit it.
Strictly platonically, she'd fuck with you.
You played Battleship, right?
Quit it. What?
Have you played Battleship?
Oh, yeah. She was in that movie, right?
Boom.
Yeah.
That's something I based off the board game.
Valerian in the City of a Thousand Planets. You mm-hmm. played an octopus. It was weird.
Bring that up.
Great. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I guess we'd have a little bit to talk about. I mean, we could talk about ASAP Rocky. That'd
yeah.
be cool.
Yeah, oh, it's his birthday today.
Happy birthday, ASAP.
Happy birthday. Happy being
we almost
day.
Forgot.
Also, Dave Winfield's birthday. Happy
How
birthday,
in the
Dave
fuck
Winfield.
Did you know it was ASAP Rocky's birthday?
He's my boy.
ASAP Robbie. Yeah.
That'd be great. Gonna have your boy.
I'm taking Peppermint Patty.
Peppermint Patty, KB.
Peppermint Patty in a landslide. Rihanna, that's a fantasy hang. I would never.
Exactly.
Doing I'd rather hang with a cartoon.
Peppermint Patty is a day one. She's your next door. What?
I genuinely think I have a better chance of bumping into Peppermint Patty.
All right, it's tiebreaker. I'm going to Rihanna. Rihanna is just
that Rihanna. Rangers
what would make her one of your boys?
She would fucking despise you, Ken Jack.
Yeah, man. Okay. Of course she would. But that's the thing. That this fantasy, she's going to be one of my boys.
She would not. But she wouldn't be one of your boys. She'd talk shit behind your back.
But that's the whole point of this.
And
is
she would
I
talk
want
shit
this
on
person.
Her yeah. friends would hate you. Like, the you would question, not, like, her other friends would hate you.
The question yeah. is
people of different races can get along. Clever.
Not about racist. You racist. You're the racist when you keep bringing that up. No, it's like anyone that level of fame is going to hate you. I don't care if it's Taylor Swift's friends.
That's
are gonna
not
hate
the,
you.
In the hypothetical, it's women you wish would be your boys. And, like, that is.
Yeah,
in
the
right. So she would be your friend, but her friend.
Rihanna doesn't
hate
have
you.
Boy quality.
No, like, she would hate.
I disagree. She's cool.
No, she would hate
you. I think she's cool as fuck.
She might be the coolest person.
How's Rihanna cool?
Kendrick,
being she cool as if a boy in your friend group is how would she play
I
that role?
I bet she rips shots.
Yeah, she would do all the
cool I will say I don't know how Rihanna got to be number one.
What Rihanna was mentioned
who's yeah. cooler than Rihanna?
Rihanna is extremely cool.
I don't think
would
there's
you
a woman
would you text
on
her a deformed
cooler.
Kid TikTok at 3 a.m. Kendra
I'm talking about cool, like, yeah, cool LOL, in the sense that you guys
I fuck with
fuck
it
fuck around together.
I think we'd really fuck around.
Y'all are too horny for this.
I don't want to deal with someone who's gonna rip shots.
She's so
that's a negative.
Yeah, she's like an alien.
Yeah, it literally is like an alien. It's like literally impossible. Like, yeah. So that would not cross my mind, which I think you brought up first. Yeah. It's just not a thing. You don't have to worry about it ever. So Rihanna's gonna move on. And before we get to the other half of the bracket, let's talk about body armor. Body armor. I mean, it's stocked all over this office. If you see anything here, literally right next to Rob Fox. Yeah, like, and you could, yeah, you think you can see the fridge right behind us as well. Lights, Camera, Barstool, and the bracket are brought to you by Body Armor. Real hydration, real ingredients packed with electrolytes, vitamins, and nothing artificial. Body Armor has great tasting flavors like strawberry, banana, blue raspberry. What flavor is that one?
This one is my favorite, cherry lime.
Cherry lime. See? And not only do we hydrate with Body Armor, but some of the best athletes in the world do as well, like Christian McCaffrey, Joe Burrow, Ronald Acuna Jr., CeeDee Lamb, and Bryce Young. And probably some of the people we're mentioning even on here. Because we have
Jeremy Lin.
Yeah, I'm sure like Jeremy Lin wasn't going to be on this list. No, wasn't planning on it. But like Alex Morgan probably.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't want to put the words in my mouth. But we love Body Armor here. We drink it all the time. Great hangover remedy as well. Mm-hmm. Water just tastes great. It's weird because when you try like any other bottled water brand that doesn't have like the pH balancer or something, like you get spoiled so much by Body Armor. Like if I'm drinking the unnamed
Nick's
brand.
Got it right there, the water.
Yeah. And then if you drink like the unnamed brand with the green cap.
Boo.
I hate that one, that milky ass water. And then you go back to Body Armor and you feel refreshed. We love Body Armor here. It is available in stores nationwide, but you can head on over now to the Body Armor store on Amazon and get yours today. Thanks to Body Armor. All right. Other half of the bracket, we have the number 6 seed versus the 11. The 6 seed, they were very adamant this person get included. I don't see the vision, but I'm sure we'll try and figure it out together. Sacagawea. The famous Native American woman that led Lewis and Clark on their expedition out west.
That says it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Versus number 11 seed Eliza Thornberry. Eliza from the Wild Thornberries.
What? Who kind of a been there?
Eliza Thornberry? No, yeah. No, that's a sister.
Oh,
Debbie is the hot ass sister poet. Eliza talks to animals.
I could not be friends with her.
Yeah, Eliza Thornberry talks to animals and like goes on adventures in across Africa, which is pretty cool. I think she's cool. I didn't. It wasn't my pick, but
she ain't Sacagawea cool.
Yeah, that might be the question.
Why are you confused about Sacagawea? She went like she accompanied two of the boys.
She accompanied two of the boys
on an adventure.
I think she's one of the boys. She's good in
that is
the
biggest fella ever.
Yeah. All right, so let's start with it off. KB Sacagawea versus Eliza Thornberry.
Yes, it's adventure time with the boys, and Thornberry is whiny and hard to look at.
You're right. Can you do the Donnie really quick?
Nah, it's played.
Yeah, it's played out. Nick?
It's got to be Sacagawea. She's a, I don't know, she's a bad bitch, and she's on a gold doubloon, dude.
She is on a doubloon. Although that is an annoying-ass coin when they would give it. You ever use that in the LAR machine when they would give you back?
Worst.
Just the worst. Clemmer?
Yeah, I don't know this Wild Thornberries at all. I don't know about it, but a Sacagawea is very cool, so it's got to be her.
I don't know these Wild Thorns.
I don't know what it, I know it's a cartoon. I don't know anything about it.
So like, you know, when like dudes are like doing something dumb, like you're digging a hole on the beach and the girls roll their eyes. Sacagawea would dive in and be like, yeah, let's do this thing.
Yeah. Let's get to China.
Yeah, exactly. Glennie Bowles.
I'm no outdoorsman, but this is easily Sacagawea. I mean, she's a historical legend. We wouldn't have Louisiana without her. So I respect her on that. Let's go with Sacagawea.
No Ben Mintz.
I don't think that lines up.
Was that Louisiana purchase?
No, I think she just kind of didn't.
I thought she brought Lewis and Clark to Louisiana purchase to buy it.
She bought Napoleon, yeah.
Whatever. Either way, Sacagawea.
She bought it and created Ben Mintz. I'm going Sax too. Sax on fifth.
Yep.
Easy. Luigi, send her through.
Sacagawea, clean sweep.
That should be a slur.
I think it is.
Sacagawea moves on. Number 3 seed versus the number 14 seed. The 3 seed is Wanda Sykes. Actually, another person on us on a few lists. Wanda Sykes is very cool and would be a great hang.
Plummer doesn't think so.
I met Wanda Sykes. No, you're wrong. I met Wanda Sykes once at a casino restaurant, like a diner. A very nice person.
Very nice to you?
She was very nice. It was back in 2005.
Oh, that was Sykes peak.
Yeah, you're in the middle of the primetime, Sykes. That's going up against the number 14 seed, Mr. Met, or Mrs. Met. Sorry, Mrs. Met.
Clemmer.
That wasn't me. That was not me.
Mrs. Met.
You can't do that to me. That's slander. That's not true. I did not say that because I would not, because she doesn't talk.
Wanda Sykes.
Ideal. Terrible head.
That's an ideal woman right there.
Giant fat ass and doesn't talk.
Free use.
And she's half baseball, Clemmer. What the fuck? Why wouldn't you want that?
I love baseball. I don't want to hang out with baseball.
You do? Don't you rub one on your face?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
it's not hanging out. It's more like a comfort thing. Yeah, it's not like it's a.
You
it's
literally a do hang out with a baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah, more than anyone.
But closer to a baseball than anybody, basically. Tommy,
Mrs. this Met is versus Wanda Sykes. Easy, Wanda Sykes. I am. Here's a little known Smokes fact. Huge Wanda Sykes fan.
Oh yeah,
I love Wanda Sykes. I just think she's so fucking funny. I have nothing
she's
else.
Funny.
I just think she's
I forgot
funny.
About her. I haven't thought about her in like 15 years. What is she up to?
She's been in Curb, but like even before, I forget, like her voice.
She's in Madagascar,
I don't want
right?
to do it.
Is she the hippo in Madagascar?
Yeah.
I think she had,
I mean, it's a huge Wanda Sykes fan. There's no anything she's done in the last 20 years. Huge fan.
I just love her. She's fun. She had her own, I think, a show, daytime show. Stand-up. Yeah, she's fucking fun. I'm not going out of my way to watch everything she does, but if she pops up in something, I'm like, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah,
this just got better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wanda Sykes, one vote. Robbie?
Easy Wanda Sykes. great role in Clerks too. Hysterical in that.
Yeah.
I'll give it to Wanda.
And one for Wanda. Any balls?
I mean, being boy, I love Wanda Sykes. She's great in Curb, but I mean, being boys with Mrs. Met. Let's picture I'm hanging out with my friends, and we have Mrs. Met with us too in the entourage. She'd be a great person to have in the entourage, roaming around to the bars and whatnot.
Well, wait, like, what's your crew called, Lenny?
We don't actually have a name, but Roan calls us the Balls 11.
Yeah,
that would make perfect sense for her.
Yeah, exactly. She has a big ball head. She would fit in. I'm a Mets fan. I'm going Mrs. Met here.
Another for Mrs. Met, one for Mrs. Met. Clemmer.
Balls 11 sounds awesome. Do you need like a skinny guy to run around and do stuff? Like
we could use a skinny guy. I'm really the biggest one, but we could use a skinny guy, I guess.
I feel like I've been on the skinny guy wait list for years.
Yeah kind of enough skinny guys, but I mean, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. All right. Mrs. Net, she's kind of corny. I don't know. Like, she doesn't say anything. She doesn't like.
She's a fucking cornball, dude. Yeah.
Mr. Net, Mrs. Net, like, they're not that great. They look cool. Like, the baseball heads.
That's all they do.
No, but like, Philly Fanatic does cool stuff. San Diego, we dumb monkey boy. Like, San Diego Chicken does cool stuff. Philly Fanatic does cool stuff. Mr. Met's kind of boring. And Mrs. Met is even more boring.
But Mr. Met gave someone the finger.
That's cool. But no, it was once again Mr. Met. That's not her. So I got to go with Wanda Sykes. Nice to meet the diner.
Clemmer, do a Wanda Sykes impression. So I go.
Yes, please.
Tommy's a big fan.
I thought about it. I thought about it, but I held it in.
Yeah, please try.
I bet you got it. Still got it. Wanda give it a whirl.
Meeting a little Wanda.
First time. Like that. What that would sound like.
I'm not going to do it. I honestly think it would be okay to do.
I think so too.
Impressions are allowed, but I'm not gonna bother.
Yeah,
I'm losing my voice.
What type of is like? She was like raspy and sassy, or am I?
Yeah, it was a little more high pitched.
High,
more
like what?
Like
what?
Like how?
That was it, man.
I feel like I'm
nailed it. I feel like I'm meeting her again. Yeah. The diner. That's crazy.
That's staying.
Damn, Tommy's got a good ass Wanda.
Yeah. It's so spot on, it's not offensive.
Nick.
I'm gonna go Mrs. Met. You know, she's not corny at all. She looks cool, big juicy butt, likes sports, doesn't talk. Mrs. Met.
That's the boys right there. KB.
Tommy, one more time, real quick.
No. We had one.
I'm not gonna be able to Wanda.
We're not going to be able to top. If she wins, maybe I break it back out.
Wanda just did win.
So. No, I like wins the whole
thing. Oh, wins the whole thing? Okay. Wanda wins, Wanda wins that match.
Pass my vote for Wanda for every single matchup.
Now we have number 7 versus number 10. The number 7 seed is Tina Fey. We talked about her a little bit before with Amy Poehler. This will be like, I feel like, well, Poehler didn't make it, right? Or did she? No, she didn't. So we won't have to worry about that head-to-head matchup. But
very worried about that.
Tina Fey versus Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus made the list. You guys aren't big Miley Cyrus.
What was that reaction?
Very talented.
I don't.
She's not one of the boys. She's too.
Yeah.
Seems like a lot.
I think I thought the opposite.
If it's old Miley, I want to fuck her. If it's new Miley, she's probably fucking got like hairy armpits and shit.
That's the boys though. Every one of your boys has hairy armpits.
It's different.
Miley's doing like covers with Metallica now. Yeah. She's doing rock and roll shit. She's got that raspy voice.
Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks new duet. She showed her boobs on New Year's Eve. She didn't even care.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like she's more.
All right. Hey, those were good points.
Yeah. Never mind.
So KB, Miley Cyrus versus Tina Fey.
Tina Fey, I think she's cool in the context of this competition, unlike Rihanna, who isn't down to earth like Tina Fey. I'm voting for Tina Fey.
One for Tina Fey, Nick.
Tina Fey's awesome. Love Tina Fey. Going Tina Fey.
Are you thought that was setting up to go the other direction? Is that great?
No. Yeah. Miley Cyrus is awesome too. Like Miley Cyrus a lot.
Clemmer?
Yeah, Tina Fey is very funny. Wrote Mean Girls. Was the head writer for SNL for a few years. Like, she's very funny. Obviously, 30 Rock. She's the showrunner there. So Tina Fey. Like, she would make you laugh every time you hang out with her.
3 for Tina Fey. Lenny Balls.
I mean, who doesn't love Tina Fey? She's wonderful, but I feel like she may be a little too put together, like too just a nice gal. I like how we were saying Miley, she's doing covers with Metallica now. I think Miley seems like way more fun to party with. I'm going to go with Miley big time.
That's a great point. She is like Tina Fey is very like.
Tina Fey, the most you're getting is maybe you're going to dinner and having a few drinks. Right. It's a good conversation.
Definitely.
Miley's like, let's fucking get this thing going.
We're
for
at
the
different
night.
Stages of life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm over the party.
Yeah, the former sounds great.
I'm saying I enjoy partying. Yeah. I think Miley, seems like a very, very fun person to party with.
I might not be a good person for the Glenny 11.
The Balls 11.
I wouldn't be good for that, maybe.
Robbie Fox.
I agree with everything Glenny said. I think with Tina Fey, hysterical person, and she has an amazing body of work, but you're probably getting like the mom Tina Fey, whereas Miley go out and you to tell people like I'm boys with Miley Cyrus, that's like unreal. So
yeah, that's true. Comparatively to being like I'm boys with Tina Fey, they're gonna be like, what?
Like, oh, that's cool, you know her. Like people would say that. Yeah. If you say I'm boys with Miley, people think you get into crazy shit with Miley Cyrus.
It's true. Tommy?
I think I've been swayed. I started off on Tina Fey and you guys have made some good point. I mean, look, Tina Fey, I bet she hosts a great dinner party. I love a good dinner, a very adult, like
she's a
New
dinner
York
party,
City dinner party would be great. I could use that in my life, but yeah, honestly, at this point, does Miley still have all that short hair?
No, long hair.
If she does, then I want to fuck Tina Fey more. Like, I'd rather fuck Tina Fey than like short hair, like Miley Cyrus, which more like I could hang out with Miley and like, I honestly think the two of us would fucking sparks would fly between the two of us. I think there's like something raw there, but I'll still take Miley and I'll fight it off.
Still imagining like Miley Cyrus from like the
I'm picturing
Robin,
like
the Robin. I think she's got more long hair now and she looks beautiful.
Yeah,
I was always team Miley.
She's
over
just like kind of cool now.
Yeah, I know. Cool. I voted for her.
We're tied up and I'm gonna break it for Miley. I think Miley would be a cooler hang than Tina Fey. Tina Fey, like you're saying, super funny, definitely funnier person than Miley Cyrus. I don't think that's a controversial thing to say, but I think that Miley would be more of one of the boys. If that makes sense.
I think Tina Fey would kind of be like hanging out with Tommy, like just like real antsy.
No, she's funny.
Nervous. Mm-hmm. You don't think she'd be a little bit like just anxious?
But you voted for Tina Fey.
I did. Yeah. I like hanging out with you, Tommy.
Uh-huh. Like I very much picture Tina Fey. I mean, Miley Cyrus grabbing some shots, router shots, being like, we're getting you guys late tonight.
Yes.
That's Miley's vibe.
That Tina Fey's like, wear a condom.
I can see that.
I can see that almost perfect.
Tina Fey's making me wrap it up.
Yeah. She's
you bring your like, condom, you Tommy? Condom.
Yeah. I'm switching to Miley Cyrus. Glenny swayed me there.
Yeah. She won anyway. I gave her the tiebreaker. So
for my own
personal record.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And the last matchup on this side, number two versus 15, number two seed is Betty DeVille.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Betty DeVille. That was a great pick from KB. I don't want to spoil who picked it, but that was a great one.
Is it the Flintstone?
The lesbian mother of the,
you got the two seed. Oh, I just threw that out there.
Who is Betty DeVille?
Betty DeVille is the lesbian mother from the Rugrats.
Or the headband. She didn't do any of her husband.
Okay. Yeah. Howard.
I don't remember what she was like. I wouldn't throw her as a two seed.
Her head is the exact shape of the state of Maine.
It weirdly kind of is, yeah. Betty, okay.
You were expecting that one.
I remember, yeah.
KB threw that in as a Cheyenne option.
Yeah,
Mill and Lil and
Betty DeVille coming out with the two seed.
Betty DeVille was the most responded with answer.
Let me look up her fan.
Did she wear a lifting belt?
Yes, like almost all the time, I feel like.
Her fit went hard.
Her fit was crazy, yeah.
She treated Howard poorly. Lil and Dill's mom, right?
What's that? She's the twins' mom. Phil and Dill.
No, oh, that's Phil right. and Lil. Dill is Tommy's brother.
Correct.
That's
yeah, right. Sorry.
Pickles, yeah.
Right. Oh, Phil and Lil.
What are you seeing?
She's a former wrestler.
Call KV.
Obviously.
So she's very athletic and feminist. She helps operate a coffee house. Never mind.
Yeah.
No, I mean.
Sounds like a lot.
Let's do a quick swap with anyone we can think of.
You want to swap Betty DeVille?
Yeah.
Is the 15 a Cheyenne?
The 15 is Jennifer Coolidge.
Ooh. What about Mary Magdalene?
Awful.
Jesus.
Hey, Glenny, what about the one you said to me before?
Who, Drew?
Tubman.
Is it
Harriet Tubman? Glenny threw that one out.
I was just naming historical figures. I was like, Susan B. Anthony. I think Drew or Charlize Theron.
Was Drew a good hang?
Drew was an amazing hang, but she's also great. She's in all the Sandman movies. She doesn't love Drew.
Glenny, what historical woman do you think would be most likely to have an OnlyFans?
Historical woman most likely to have an OnlyFans?
It's a good question.
Mary Todd Lincoln.
Yeah.
She was pretty beautiful in Abraham Lincoln Vampire.
She was depressed as hell.
Yeah, maybe not.
I thought she was like fat.
Yeah, she wasn't the best in the picture.
He's talking strictly Abraham
Lincoln Vampire Hunter. She was beautiful.
Okay.
I don't know.
I thought she got like really depressed and killed herself. Am I crazy about that?
I feel bad if that's the case.
She didn't kill herself. She went through a bit of a tough time.
What about like Eliza Hamilton after she got cheated on?
Mm. What about Marie Antoinette?
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Head game go crazy.
Oh, wait. You want Marie Antoinette to be the option here for the number two?
Maybe Cleopatra?
Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, but I thought you meant like...
Oh, Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, right. I thought you meant like more historical. Like,
that's just historical.
She died one decade before I was born.
I mean, Marilyn Monroe would have an OnlyFans.
You're kind of historical, too.
That proves more how old she is.
Exactly. You just helped our point there. But who do you want for the number two seed, then?
Why'd you keep Betty DeVille?
That was the most responded with option.
Barrymore. I mean, I don't even think they have to replace
Drew. Drew rocks. Drew
Barrymore.
Flesh Letterman.
Drew Barrymore is great. She was so funny on Letterman.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's a fucking icon.
What about E.T.?
You know, let me tell you the one thing.
The alien?
No, she was
in E.T. She's in E.T. She's the little girl. She's very funny.
I always say that's the weirdest thing people tell me. Like, sometimes I've had guys come up to me at bars or, like, tweet at me. Like, dude, you realize you kissed the girl from E.T.? I'm like, she was six.
Yeah, why?
E.T. Right, she was 6 years old.
And you were, like, negative 20.
I kissed the girl from Charlie's Angels.
First movie I ever saw in the movie theater. E.T.
Charlie's Angels?
No. E.T.
Charlie's Angels. You would have been, like, you were, like, 20 in that
game. Yes.
Great movies.
I think I could legally drink at that
point. Yeah. Okay, so Drew Barrymore versus Jennifer Coolidge. It's actually a pretty good matchup, I think. All said and done. I'm up. With you, Tommy.
I mean, Jennifer Coolidge, she's having a moment. I feel like definitely with White Lotus, like everyone's like, oh, Jennifer Coolidge, the coolest. Stifler's mom. Drew Barrymore seems awesome, but like, again, there's that childhood crush aspect with Drew Barrymore where like you would, I mean, Glennie, I almost think you can't pick her because you
know, I have good reason why
there's romance there. Jennifer Coolidge, I think, again, brings that like kind of fun aunt energy. There's like, you know, again, she might let you touch her boobs. Oh.
What is going on?
No, it's about household. You just want to touch, like, you think about every time you meet a new woman?
Tommy's aunt has terrific.
You touched your aunt's boobs?
No, it's different, though.
What?
It's different. I'm going to go Jennifer Coolidge.
One for Jennifer Coolidge. Robbie.
I think I'm going to go Coolidge, too. It's a tough one. I think it's very close. But yeah, Drew, I think maybe you fall in love with her. It's one of those things where you become too close with Drew Barrymore and you realize, oh, my God, I'm in a romantic comedy right now. I'm going to go Coolidge. Also, because I was hanging out with Jason Biggs this weekend, and that makes me become an American Pie mood. Bro, at Ocean's Calling, mid-show, it looks side stage. Jason Biggs is rocking the fuck out on stage with Pup Punk.
Hell
and after the show, it came up to
us. That is so
and was
cool.
Like, you guys fucking tore it down. I can't believe how good that was.
Did he know you were Biggs was like, a Barstool band?
Like Mark Robert from OAR explained it to him afterwards, and he thought it was the coolest shit. Mm. Coolest guy.
That's awesome.
Shout out Biggs.
Yeah. He was really cool. Cool dude. All right. So that's another one for Jennifer Coolidge. Lenny Balls.
I obviously got to go Drew here. I mean, she's amazing. She was great on Letterman. She fleshed Letterman. She just seems like a great time back when she used to hang out and party. Doing all the Sandman movies, 50 First Dates, Blended, obviously Wedding Singer. You just know she's a cool gal of Sandman. I think she's okay. And I will say, I think I'm allowed to pick this because after we kissed, I think that she does a podcast too. I think the next podcast she did, her and her co-specifically talked about how like seasoned she is to kiss people and how it means nothing from her whole career.
She made a point to say that. Oh.
There was no romance there. I think Drew thinks of me as a non-sexual being, so I'm going Drew.
non-sexual being is so funny.
It's like the meanest.
If you're seeing this though, Drew, I'm still down to go on a date. I love you.
All right, Drew Barrymore. Clemmer.
Jennifer Coolidge seems like a lot. It's just you're watching the award shows and everything. It just seems like it's enough. It's too much.
I don't think she would like us. She's a gay icon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vegan.
So she'd like Tommy.
Yeah.
Love Tommy.
Big Tommy fan.
I was literally saying earlier, I wish I was gay.
You can be, dude.
No, I can't. I was at a pizzeria yesterday getting a piece of pizza. This like sassy, tall gay guy was behind me, like giving lip to the cashier. He was like, oh, I guess I'll do your job for you. Like that. I was like, this guy's like, if I could just spend the rest of my life with this guy, it'd be awesome. Like they're just so sassy and cool. But I love tits too much.
Hey, by the way, speaking quickly of just now we're talking American Pie, this popped in my head. You know, it'd be a great pick, Natasha Lyonne. I feel like
she's gonna be my chain.
I didn't know
you guys. That is.
You I was do. Gonna have her. I was
What's like, the show she's on?
Poker Face.
Poker Face. She rocks. I would love to hang out with her.
Yeah. So I considered putting her on, but I was like, I don't know if that's one of those things where I just know her and she's not like mainstream.
What else is she in? I don't know her.
American Pie.
Orange is the New Black.
She's had like a wild life too. She's like, yeah. She's lived. Yeah, like, she's got some great stories. So I'm going to go with Drew Barrymore here.
Drew Barrymore. We're 2-2 right now. Nick?
Jennifer Coolidge taught Reese Witherspoon the bend and snap, correct? In Legally Blonde?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Tommy, you should know.
I've never seen it.
Does Drew Barrymore have a lisp?
No. No, I don't think so. Right?
I don't think so. Glennie?
I think she does.
Does she have a lisp?
I don't think so. Drew?
She has a different like inflection when she speaks a lisp.
Yeah, I don't think it's a lisp.
I think it's a lisp.
Because like I can't have a boy in my crew with a lisp.
Inflection, I guess.
That makes us, that's just a target on our back for when my crew's clash with another crew.
You run into Jennifer the sharks.
Coolidge. Yeah. Going with Coolidge. All right. 3-2 in favor of Coolidge. Where do you go, KB?
What is it? 3-2 in favor of Coolidge?
Coolidge, yeah.
I don't know enough about either of these people. I'll go Drew Barrymore and you can tiebreaker it.
Drew Barrymore and I get to tiebreaker. Drew versus Coolidge is rough because I feel like they are similar in certain ways, not like totally, because I feel like I got to go Drew Barrymore. I just got to go Drew Barrymore.
There we go, Drew.
It's like,
right.
It's really hard, but I feel like she'd be the cooler person to hang out with.
I'd fall in love with her.
Also, talk about stories.
She was going into clubs at like 11 years old.
Yeah.
She was in rehab, I think, before she was like 18.
Part of like a Regal acting dynasty. She's like, I think she has, and she's part of the Sandman crew. And like the Sandman crew is like the biggest group of boys in all of Hollywood. Like they're bigger, right. They're the better group of boys than the Pussy Posse, in my opinion.
That's what I'm almost saying. Like if you're okay by the Sandman, then you're okay with every guy of all time.
Yeah. Although I guess.
He does Rob speak Schneider for all of us. Yeah,
it's very clear who he likes because that's who he keeps bringing back in the same
there's
movie.
There's one man that speaks for all of us.
Yeah. Yeah,
I always confused her with the actress that got stabbed.
Ooh,
Reese Witherspoon.
No, with the knife.
Oh fuck you, dude!
God
fuck
damn it!
You just throw those in every now and then.
I knew as I was saying the word, I was like, I know where this is going.
God damn it! Okay, before we get into our playoffs, let's hear from our next sponsor, Omaha Steaks. Look, folks, fall's in the air, and that means we're looking forward to crisp mornings, falling leaves, and sweater weather. More importantly, it's the perfect time for fall grilling, tailgating, and cozy comfort food. Omaha Steaks is the world's best beef naturally aged for the ultimate in tenderness, juiciness, and flavor. They have all of your fall cravings covered with 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. That's 50% off all of your favorite tender, juicy, extra-aged steaks, like their butcher's cut filet mignons. You can get all that. Go to omahasteaks.com today and use code LIGHTS at checkout and get an extra $30 off your order. With Omaha Steaks, possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value on incredible entrees, scrumptious sides, decadent desserts. I love alliteration. This is a few grammatical, what would you call it, English things I like more than alliteration.
Oh, yeah, same.
Just a big fan of it. All of them are 50% off during the semi-annual sale, and every bite is backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Every steak and every entree is flash frozen, vacuum sealed, and ready when you want the grill. We love Omaha Steaks, so every time they send us like a package or anything like that, I tear through it. I fucking love it.
I used to get them delivered to my house when I had a house, and they were awesome. It was always like a fun thing to come home when you see that container there. You know you got some great food, the best.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Go to omahasteaks.com right now, and you can shop all your delicious favorites for half the price. Don't forget to enter promo code LIGHTS at checkout for an extra $30 off. Hurry, this sale is only for a limited time. Minimum purchase may apply. All right, playoffs. First matchup, Elaine versus Meatball Molly. Starting with you, KB. Meatball Molly versus Elaine from Seinfeld.
I'm reading Natasha Lyonne's Wikipedia. I like this girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She got evicted in 2005 by her landlord, Michael Rappaport.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. I forgot about that. Yeah, someone told me that recently.
Like that, Michael Rappaport?
Yeah. Speaking of not
Elaine and
Elaine versus Meatball Molly.
Again, Meatball Molly. We would wrestle.
Mm-hmm. She'd be like your best
in the accent. That accent, it might get old. I won't lie, but for a while, it would be very funny.
Mm-hmm. One for Meatball Molly, Nick.
Meatball Molly here.
Meatball Molly.
Elaine Bennett. This might be my number one seed. I just, like I said, the whole thing of like she's very pretty. Other than that, like there's nothing about Elaine. It's not the obvious choice.
That's fair. I think Meatball Molly's definitely cooler than Elite, but it's like,
so cool.
It's a hang thing.
It's very cool.
Yeah, but not as cool as Meatball Molly. He only beats people up.
But Elaine's also like cool? at the end of the day, Elaine is very cool, but she's also a very normal human being in the context of Seinfeld. So if you're going into a bar or restaurant with Elaine, nobody's even looking the other way. You're coming in with Meatball Molly right after a fight, something like that. It's like, oh shit. Yeah. Meatball
Molly is more appealing. I'd rather just have like a nice quiet dinner and drinks.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's personal.
Different strokes.
Yeah, these young cats, Clemmer.
I'm going out,
right, Katie?
They want to be seen. And
I'm easy
photographed.
Elaine. Yeah. You're easy Elaine?
Easy Elaine. I love Molly, but easy Elaine.
That would actually be a Sunday conversation I would love to watch is Julie Louis-Dreyfus, how she would react.
Oh, you know what is also a good question? What would be the best Sunday conversation with a fictional character? A
fictional character?
Ooh.
Glennie, who would you pick?
With a fictional character?
Yeah.
Oh, it could be. I was thinking of fucking animated characters. Fictional character?
Like Sunday conversation with Logan Roy.
Yeah.
That's so hard to think of off the top of my head.
Adrian Grenier. Well, the character. I guess
Kramer would be cool.
Tony Soprano.
Tony Soprano.
I've always said, I think Ted Lasso would be a cool Sunday conversation.
Ugh.
I'm saying I wanted to get Sudeikis as Ted Lasso.
Are you anti Lasso?
Oh, yeah.
I got sick of Lasso.
That show became hot.
I'm a Ted Lasso fan.
Lasso became the popular show to hate.
I hated it before people started to hate. Not to sound like the reverse hipster, but like I hated it before.
I love Ted Lasso. Sudeikis as Ted Lasso on the show.
People were saying that season 3 was a lot worse than it was, I think.
I hated season 2.
I still think it was pretty well comparatively to the first season.
It ended pretty good though.
First season was like lightning in a barrel because of when it came out, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah, COVID time, yeah.
Whatever. It was one of those things. Robbie. Elaine versus Meatball Molly.
Meatball Molly. This one's the easy one for me.
All right.
Elaine. Elaine is, she's like Clemmer and Glenn. I said she should be one of the top seeds.
All right. So I have to tiebreak again. I think Meatball Molly is where I'm going.
We're just going to let her win the whole thing.
Well, she's going up against like
Elaine is such the obvious pick.
The ideal.
I mean, she was on the greatest show of all time.
She was the one girl with the boys on the greatest sitcom of all time.
And it never felt annoying or like try hard. It always felt organic.
Yeah.
But again, in the context of the show, she was just an ordinary
girl. It almost seems like we should be picking who is the best Elaine out there.
Yeah. We're trying to find our Elaine.
We have Elaine,
in front of us.
Fuck. I'm switching.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I'm switching. That was a great point.
You literally swayed the vote.
That was a great pitch. I'm sorry. You guys did a great job there. Okay. On the other side of it, Rihanna versus Maya Rudolph.
This one pisses me off.
Easy, Clemmer.
That wasn't me. I didn't say anything. I'm just sitting here, minding my own business, Tommy's being a nice person.
Rihanna.
I mean, you can't pick Maya Rudolph over Rihanna. I don't think.
Yes, you for this yes, competition.
You definitely yes. Can.
Yes.
Tommy has not understood the topic yet.
I think Rihanna would be such an
awesome.
He's
not down
to
earth whatsoever.
You want to be cool so bad. It's so sad.
Does that not matter with you're trying to pick a friend?
You know what's one? Rihanna's very down to earth.
I bet she's so.
I was talking to this with our security guard Dan yesterday. I think when you're Rihanna's level of fame, you only come in contact with people you want to talk to. So you're the most down to earth person.
I think it's like a curve where it's like, you know, you're a nobody, you're down to earth, then you're like a little level of fame, you get a big head, and then she's so past that where she's back down.
That's what I'm saying. We have like a really big Sunday guest. We always say they're like the nicest people because, and I think this is true. Like Drake and Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift, I guess. But I'm saying Taylor Swift, like you're not coming in contact with people you don't want to talk to.
Right. You don't have a bad circle around.
Yeah,
no, you don't. It's literally only people you want to speak to.
I think the disconnect would just be too hard to get past on a friend level.
Okay. Here's the down to earth thing I would make an argument on. Like Rihanna came from like nothing, right? Like Trinidad, something like that. You were saying Maya Rudolph's parents were famous.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Something to factor in.
Trust fund baby Maya versus self.
Rihanna has not been out in the public eye. I mean, obviously Super Bowl halftime show, but for years she literally just disappeared, stopped making music. Maya Rudolph kept making movies. I think Maya Rudolph might want that fame more than Rihanna.
Yeah,
I like to bust balls with my friends. If I call Rihanna fat, am I going to get fired?
Forgot about that. Robbie Fox,
easy Rihanna, not even a question.
You guys, easy Rihanna.
She hangs out with the ASAP crew.
Yeah.
You can't picture me with
Ferb.
You can't picture me and Ferb together.
Yeah.
Glenn Balls.
Here's the thing. I do love
Rudolph. I think Maya Rudolph would be a very fun person to talk to and hang out with. But I think this is also very similar to Cyrus and Faye, whereas I picked Cyrus, and I feel like this is the equivalent, so I feel like I would be stupid to not go with Rihanna here. I think it's the same type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Rihanna, Nick? Or sorry, Clemmer, just skip right over you.
No, it's Maya Rudolph. Like, she must have cool SNL stories, too. I love all that stuff.
What about all those kids? You were complaining about how many kids she had.
Rihanna got the kids, too. Currently.
Not as many as Maya Rudolph.
I still get the kids. Both have the kids. That rules it out. Especially Rihanna's got the young kids now. It's even more annoying.
She's a billionaire. That is not going to stop her from going and hanging
out. And even more reason why her whole life, everything about Rihanna is so... It is nothing I can relate to or understand.
What about Battleship? Like I
don't know
before.
If you know that.
Yeah,
you've played
I'm
that
pretty bit. Confident. I'm pretty confident. I feel like Maya Rudolph is funnier than Rihanna. That's a big thing. That's like 90% of like who I want
to
hang out with.
Try to be funny the whole time about Maya Rudolph.
What? No, I don't think so. I think it's
Rihanna's
pretty natural.
She's just her. She's just her.
Cool.
She's like, oh, like there's an expectation, you know, because she's a comedian.
No.
Has to live up to the hype. Rihanna,
like, I know you're never funny. I hang out with you when you're funny and laugh. The surprises are fun. I got to go with that. My room.
Clemmer speaking like patois, like Chet Hanks when he's trying to talk to Rihanna, would be very funny.
Yeah. It'd be so weird. It wouldn't make any sense. Like,
yeah, you wouldn't do that. No. Nick, Rihanna. Or
I got to go with Rihanna here. I think it all comes down to the kids. Maya Rudolph has four. That's too many.
Rihanna just had a baby. Like that's the most annoying. None of you have friends of kids yet. Wait.
KB
ruined your life.
Friends with kids, it doesn't make it rough.
Yeah, but on that same coin, then when they come out, they'll be more on a party.
I'm telling you, it doesn't happen that way. And they get all grumpy.
You don't think
any of them that you friends with?
Oh yeah, all of them.
Yeah, that is true.
That's a factor I think you need to put in here. You're just not putting. Maybe she could hire an army.
That's part of why I wouldn't want to hang out. You're just adding more ammunition for me. It's like,
I'm sure Jay-Z and Beyonce are tired at the white party, and then they run home to their children.
What am I going to talk to them?
Like, they don't have a babysitter.
I don't know.
Yeah, but in this alternate reality, you're boys with
you're just boys.
You're boys.
Boys.
You're not trying to be boys.
It's not like the opportunity to be boys.
Yeah, it's
not
you like, get like, along. You get an hour in a room with them, and then you have to like impress them. It's no, you're boys.
Rihanna. She's just going to be your boy. KB, who would you vote for?
Yeah, I take back everything I said, Rihanna.
Why?
You're right. Like Maya Rudolph grew up elite with celebrities, was in an improv troupe. I think Rihanna would hate that.
I mean, I was in an improv troupe.
Glenn's doing
for like 10 years.
More points for Rihanna.
That's fair.
More points for Rihanna. So Rihanna versus Elaine to get into the finals is going to be interesting. Because again, because the whole argument of, and you missed part of this, Nick, just like this is kind of we're searching for an Elaine. And Elaine is also an option. It does make it a little bit murkier.
Yeah.
But KB, Elaine versus Rihanna.
Here I eat Elaine.
Elaine? Nick?
I mean, was Elaine a good person?
She was a
but it's a fun hang. Is that, I mean,
and most of the bad things she did, though, the fellas didn't see was her reporting back to the fellas.
Yeah.
So
right, she didn't screw over her friends much.
No.
That's fair.
I don't think. And I also think the Seinfeld being bad people stuff is overplayed. I don't think that's really.
They're wearing great people.
True. I agree.
I don't know. Where are you going, Nick?
I'm going Elaine here.
Two for Elaine. Do I have to ask Clemmer?
Nope. Elaine.
Elaine?
This is tough. This is tough. But I know on the other side, I think Miley's going to be coming out of there. And I don't think Miley and Rihanna is a good matchup. So I'm going to go with Elaine.
All right. Elaine's going to win. But Robbie?
I would go Rihanna. I still stand by Elaine being a great hang and one of the boys, but in this universe, she's just a normal person. And it's who would you rather be boys with, a normal person or Rihanna?
Mm-hmm. So Elaine, moving into the finals again. Baton.
Yeah, I would have won Elaine here too. Do you think this is the only time there's ever been an Elaine versus Rihanna debate over any topic?
Yes.
Do you think they've ever been head to head for anything?
I feel like that happens with us a lot. Maybe too often. But like have they ever been put into a head-to-head competition in any in any qualifier whatsoever? I don't know the
you think Jerry Seinfeld has fucked both of them?
Ooh,
in real life
probably Rihanna. Yeah, not Julia
Louis. Rihanna wasn't a 19-year-old college student, so
19, you're being too kind.
He
picked her up at high school.
Nice.
When Rihanna he had the number one show on NBC,
blew up.
That's true. Shout out old B movie boy. Okay. Before we get into the other side, let's hear from our last advertiser of the day, Babbel. This fall, you can start speaking a new language with Babbel. Why Babbel? Because it works. What was the one time he did a debate where Stephen Chase said what he wouldn't learn
He'd rather find $5 than no Chinese or something.
Yeah. So like, unlike him, most people on Earth do want to learn more languages, and I think they would like it to be easier. And luckily, you can do that with Babbel. Instead of paying hundreds of dollars for a private tutor or fooling yourself with language apps that are little more than games, Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel is designed by real people for real conversations. All of Babbel's tips and tools for learning a new language are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching. Babbel's personalized learning content, real-time feedback, visualizations help keep you focused and motivated, and that is why 15 hours of Babbel is the equivalent of one university semester, which is crazy. Babbel's wide range of learning experiences, ranging from casual to intense, mean that there's always a way to fit in a Babbel lesson, from self-study app lessons to podcasts to live classes. With over 10 million subscriptions sold, Babbel is the real language learning for real conversations. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. You can get you started right now, and you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/lights. Get 55% off babbel.com/lights, spelled BABBEL.com/lights. Rules and restrictions may apply. When I was in Europe, the Swiss dude was talking in like five different languages on the train with us. And he does like, I'm like, yeah, I only speak like English. He's like, oh, but you must know Spanish.
No,
I don't know anything really other than English, and even like a very loose hold at that. But yeah, that was very embarrassing. So other side of the bracket, Wanda Sykes versus Sacagawea.
Now this is definitely the first.
It's the first. Wanda Sykes versus Sacagawea. Tommy Smokes.
It's a good matchup, but if you don't think I'm going with my girl Wanda, then you don't know Smokes.
I think we're all going Wanda because you want to hear the impression at the end.
I'm going Wanda. Is it Michael Scott in The Office that does a Wanda Sykes impression?
I think it is.
I think you're right.
I feel familiar of a white guy. I think he might not have been timid, but I'm going. I mean, Queen Wanda.
Yeah, Wanda Sykes. One for Wanda Sykes, Robbie.
I think I'm going Sacagawea here.
Ooh, what's the reasoning?
It's tough, but I think you're getting better stories out of Sacagawea.
I don't know.
You see her Night at the Museum?
Oh, yeah, we walked through the woods. No, like, how exciting can that get?
Night at the Museum, Sacagawea was a good hang.
She was. That I thought about earlier.
Yeah.
She's still no Wanda.
Yeah. So one for second up, Glennie.
This is tough. I mean, realistically, the Sacagawea probably don't speak the same language, right?
She figured it out.
That means I have to figure it out too. I'm gonna go with Wanda Sykes
out of laziness.
For Wanda Sykes, Glimmer.
Yeah, I think I'd be more interested in like Wanda Sykes like stories and stuff than like
over Sacagawea.
Yeah, and it says a lot about me, but I actually
agree.
Like,
I'd rather some Hollywood story.
We walked through all these trees.
Sad statement of myself and my priorities, but I just think like it'd be cool to hear about like other stand-ups and who's like an asshole and who's not. I think, and I know she's funny. So
about what it's like trying to write comedy through cancel culture.
Yeah,
all that stuff. I'm all here for. So I got to go Wanda Sykes.
Who wants to hear like Wanda Sykes? Clemmer's like Conan O'Brien's an asshole or something.
Yes, I very much like
Sacagawea telling you like how they navigated the trails.
It's not about the story. It's Sacagawea was down for anything.
That too. Anything. That's the bigger thing.
Anything. Hey, these two strangers, you want to get in this canoe and just book it with us? All right.
Okay.
That sounds kind of reckless though. I don't like my friends to be too reckless because then I end up in bad.
Joy can never be the fourth turtle, is what you're saying.
No. She's too no. Wanda Sykes, maybe.
Nick.
Oh, Sacagawea.
Oh, easy Sacagawea. We're 3-2 then.
Yeah.
KB.
Easy. And she was a Shoshone.
Everyone knows it's a Shoshone. Holy shit. All right, we're tied up between these two. I'm going to go with Wanda Sykes as well.
Oh, you guys are so broke.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, mostly like it was tied up, but the tiebreakers, I want to hear Tommy do the Wanda Sykes impression again. So that's where I had to go with Wanda Sykes. Okay, so now we have Drew Barrymore versus Miley Cyrus.
Ooh,
Katie. Good one.
This is Miley Cyrus by far for me.
By far. Why by far?
Probably because she's younger.
Tommy's the expert there.
Yeah. There's only two types of girls in this world.
I think Miley's a little bit too wild for me.
Yeah, slam pieces.
I think Miley's a little bit too wild for me. Current Miley, but only...
She's got to be... Burn out, you think, or maybe not?
I don't know. I'm going Drew.
1-1, Clemmer.
Drew Barrymore was married to Tom Green when he was like at his peak. She knows comedy. She knows Sandler. She's very funny.
You chose Tom Green.
Tom Green. Why is that?
Yeah, Tom Green
at his peak. What was that? When Freddie got figured out?
Yeah. It was right around then. No, Tom, I think Tom Green's like a genius. Like I think he's very funny.
A lot. Brilliant. I get a lot of comments about Tom Green. I say I don't know who that is, but Clemmer, he must think I'm a genius.
He's a funny guy.
No, I always say you're like the single A version of Nathan Fielder.
Is he Tom Green-esque?
No. No, Tom Green's great, but like Drew Barrymore is very funny, always around funny people. I have such a cool, I mean, Glenn, he met her, Glenn kissed her, but she just has a really cool like energy to her. I don't know. Drew Barrymore is like the ultimate friend. All right, Drew Barrymore,
Glenny.
You know, I got to go Drew.
Yeah, you're kind of pigeonholed here. Robbie?
I think Miley's the easy pick here. I think it goes back to the like mom energy versus friend energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said girlfriend versus friend. Miley has a little bit of slam too. A little bit of lesbian energy.
We said, what is your slam piece?
There's five types of girls in this world. There's girls with friend energy, girls with girl energy, girls with slam piece energy, lesbians, and then tie balls. Take your breath away. Yeah, tie balls.
A slam piece energy piece is someone you fuck.
Not that. I mean, she. Yeah, she's like, I'm more like I'm just trying to fucking find the hole, you know.
What? Like that's her energy or your energy?
Fuck, like I'll fuck her, but you know she's not I'm not gonna bring her home to mom and dad.
You wouldn't bring Miley Cyrus home?
Thomas, you know how disappointed we are in you that you brought Miley Cyrus home.
She's got three. Very few women have three of these traits. At some point it's tie ball traits.
Tommy's insanely busty aunt is just like, oh, I don't agree with Miley Cyrus here.
Tommy, leave her and come grab my titties.
Your aunts can't believe it. That was my boy. All right, we're tied up again, 3-3. I'll break it in favor of Miley. I think Miley is just cooler. Again, the mom energy versus friend thing is a big thing here too. That's Miley is someone I want to be I want to be boys with Miley.
Did I tell you about my boy that just got a job taking pictures of salmon wearing different clothing?
Salmon, like salmon? The fish?
Yeah, it's like shooting fish in a barrel.
Fuck off. Get him off the show. Get him off the panel.
It really sucked us in with that.
You did this to one of the first episodes we had him on for LCB. It was like 2018. He did this to Trill Ballins.
Oh, yeah.
Like, talking to Trill Ballins about like John Cena. And he's like, yeah, John Cena just had a movie. And Trill Ballins like, what? And Robbie's like, oh, you didn't see it? And no, Trill Ballins like, no, I didn't see it. Sorry. No, what is it?
Sometimes you just gotta own the boys.
You guys, I gotta defend.
You know who would have loved that joke? Sacagawea. But you guys got rid of her.
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore is only 4 years older than me. Do I give off like dad energy?
Yes.
Clemmer, like a bad thing. Man.
Big time.
You're all of our fathers.
Is that a
not
negative?
A negative?
No,
it's just like we wouldn't really want to be that good of friends with you. Not a negative.
Tommy wouldn't bring Miley Cyrus to meet you.
For the record, Tommy said girlfriend energy. Bob took mom energy upon himself to say.
Mm. Okay, we got Miley Cyrus versus Wanda Sykes. The semifinal we all saw coming. Tommy.
Yeah, this sucks so bad.
The semifinal.
I actually think this is a good one. This is a hell of a matchup. I'm going Wanda Sykes. She's also, isn't she lesbian?
Wanda Sykes?
Yeah,
I believe so.
Yeah, so that's like, we could talk about girls together and shit. Like, I don't know, there's a light.
Yeah,
like,
and
like,
Wanda, you're out at a bar, push. She's going to steal every girl.
No, because here's what happens. Is like, she tries to talk to Tommy about...
I mean, Miley Cyrus would steal more girls than Wanda Sykes.
True.
That's very good.
Yeah, point. But that visually, that's awesome.
Mm.
True.
Yeah.
Your girl leaving you for Wanda Sykes is a lot worse.
Girl leaving you for why does that sound like something that would happen to you, Tommy?
Yeah, you never really got at the bar last night. My girl went home with Wanda Sykes.
Bragging him.
Still going, Wanda.
Wanda, Robbie.
So Miley Cyrus has the raspy, like smoker's voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of deeper. And Wanda has the opposite,
or yeah, it's a little more high pitched.
I don't know. Can you
someone up here?
Dude, that was worse than just saying the N word.
What the fuck was that?
I'm going Miley easy. Miley's the rock star there.
1-1, Glenny.
Yeah, now that Drew's out, I got to go Miley here. Miley easy peasy.
Miley easy peasy. Clemmer?
Oh, to be able to hang out with someone that sounds like that, Wanda Sykes all day.
Wanda Sykes. Nick.
She's so fucking funny.
Very funny.
Sykes is funny as fuck.
Sykes is so fucking... I bet like if we were at a restaurant and like we had like She'd be saying fucking the funniest shit about it, I bet.
Mm. The sassiest, funniest shit. I don't know if
she
has that energy anymore.
She might be like washed, like tired.
You watch her fucking mouth.
Right, she probably got the Nerode by now.
Yeah, I need her to be in the final.
That's a good point.
She got Sykes, the Nerode.
Sorry, she probably got the Nerode. But so is, I mean, so did Miley.
Were you picking Nick?
Not. I bet she's.
What's it at right now?
It's 3-2 in favor of Wanda.
I'll go Miley.
Miley, yeah. Fucker.
I think Miley's such a great pick.
Yeah,
she is a good pick.
So it's Miley versus Wanda. It's tied up. I have to pick. I really just want Tommy to do the voice again.
I mean, I've been doing
he
it.
He did it.
Yeah, I know, but I want him to do it again. But maybe it's played out now. Fuck. So here's the thing.
To vote for who you'd rather be friends with.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is also, whoever wins this is going to play Elaine, which is going in the finals.
And which also doesn't matter, yeah.
I think Miley has a better shot than Wanda.
I
think so, too.
I agree. I'm going with Miley. Miley versus...
Oh, shit!
It was that bad. Was pretty good.
That was pretty good, Tommy. That
was what, is she here?
Oh my god, Elaine versus Miley Cyrus. KB for the
I
finals.
Got what I needed. Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus. Nick, Elaine, or Miley Cyrus.
I'm going Miley, dude.
2 for Miley Cyrus. Clemmer.
These fucking kids. It's gotta be Elaine Bennis. This is a no-brainer. This is the easiest layup. Miley Cyrus seems kind of annoying.
No. Maybe her thick era.
Yeah, that was annoying. Now she's cool.
Yeah.
She's doing covers of Nick's life.
She's yeah. super talented.
Yeah.
I would rather hang out with Elaine Bennis.
Glenny?
Listen, I love Elaine. Who doesn't want to hang out with Elaine? She's been great for 9 seasons, like I've said. But at the end of the day, let's say work lets out 5 p.m. Friday night. I'm texting Elaine. Let's go out there. I'm texting Miley. Who am I more excited to see and have a night out with? Miley Cyrus. I'm going Miley Cyrus big time. Miley Cyrus, one of the boys. Absolutely fun time.
3-1 in favor of Miley Cyrus. Robbie?
Make it 4-1 easy.
Wow.
This is a shame.
Of course it's Miley.
Miley Cyrus is going to win. But
yeah, you know what? I'll go with Miley too.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Elaine's issue here is that she's the only person in this bracket that is just a normal person.
Yeah, she ain't famous.
That's the strength.
In context of this.
I don't know if like you're going to hang out with her. How many times are going to be special?
All right. Every time you hang out with Miley, you're making a memory.
Oh, yeah.
Like you'll never forget, basically.
Yeah.
Like,
well, now you're in LA. Well, now you're in Miley Vegas. Well, now you're in New York going to other people's shows. You're having a great time.
Bunch of star fuckers in this room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Who would you vote for, Kyle?
Didn't I vote?
You did vote. You're the first one to vote.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus. Yeah.
You know what? I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
Say it.
Say it.
Come on, let say it. Balls.
Yeah, I've done 3 Wanda Sykes impressions.
You got to say it.
Yeah. You know what I can see? What'd you say?
I've done 3 Wanda Sykes impressions. We're letting it fly.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like you could say whatever you
I
want.
I was going to say, you know what I could see Miley totally doing too?
Anal.
No, if you're like, at a club or a bar with her, you're like, damn, that chick's hot. Miley would be like, let's have a threesome, but it was something like her being the bro of it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I could so see Miley doing that, which was so respect. Like, that's the biggest bro movie possible.
It's the biggest bro move.
I somehow had a devil's
fuck three-way. And another girl.
Threesome is the biggest bro move.
Okay.
Just having gay sex, you and Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. Winner of bracket episode 96, women who dwell to be boys with is Miley Cyrus by a vote of 5-1. The one abstaining vote, Chris Clemmer. Old bastard. It's a shame. And the winner of this week's bracket, Robbie Fox.
Damn.
Robbie Fox. Back. Robbie Fox gets to pick the topic next week and come back and be a co-host.
Love it.
So shout out to Miley Cyrus. We love you over here at the bracket. Come join on for an episode. We'll have a blast, I'm sure. We'll have you in the game.
Welcome to hang out with the boys. Yeah.
I like this cave.
Yeah, the cave is great. Good.
That was a way better vibe. You guys was like just chilling.
Good vibe. The setup was like, it was a little bit, I feel like a little nightmarish for the tech guys, but shout out to Jason, tech guy, Andrew, Steve, like all the dudes came in. They fucking
Clemmer, he's the one with the beard.
I hate you all so much.
All these guys came in. They did a great job. So thanks to you, TGA, Jason, Andrew. I said Andrew and TGA twice.
Yep.
Stanko, you know, the whole crew. But yeah, thanks to those boys. We'll be back next week with a new episode, new topic, and Robbie Fox will be joining.
Like and subscribe.
See you guys. See you guys next time.
That's like a parrot. Yeah,
you probably want to crack
it. That was dumb.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee can lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
We'll be right back.